Welcome. Welcome to what may well be my very last dinner party ever in my life. And this is the music that's being played. Don't worry, there's nobody here yet. I'm just getting ready. I'm going to stop and start this booth several times, and maybe I will eventually say why it's going to be the last one. But I just thought if it is going to be the last one, then I'm damn sure I'm going to record it or some fragment from it. And I won't be recording the voices of the people at the dinner party, but I'll be recording my own mentality. Why on earth am I saying this will be my last dinner party? The last supper, if you like. The last curated last supper. Long, long journey I've been on in terms of dinner parties, from the very first one I can ever remember laying on. That was five rabbits in a big pot with a huge number of cider, amount of cider on top of it, and a whole load of vegetables, the whole lot stewed up for I don't know how long, and served up to people on the table in probably in bowls or plates or something. That was probably the first one. Yeah, rabbits in cider. Oh, yeah, and by the way, in case any bright spark in Audio Boo, or anywhere else for that matter, decides that this, What Happens Next, should be a featured Audio Boo, I don't give permission for it to be a featured Audio Boo. It is never to be a featured Audio Boo. I don't want this to get out very far. I just want it to be somewhere, right? Yeah, what did I do? I started with rabbits, right? I'm going to say, I'll get into more detail as we go along. What do I think of now? The journey from rabbits through curry. That would probably be the next thing. You know, getting loads and loads of spices and banging them into the pestle and mortal pestle, crushing them to smithereens. No curry powder anywhere near the bloody thing. Probably no chilies even. Fenugreek. I don't know. What else did I use? Turmeric, obviously, but not fresh turmeric. I don't remember using that back in those days. God, fenugreek. I'm too tired to think of what the other herbs were. Obviously, cumin, coriander, mustard seeds. Wholesome Ireland would tell you all the different things. Just imagine, there was a guy who used to love using spices. That was me. Oh, yes. And he didn't get into spices in a vacuum. No. Like everything else, there was a backstory. He was into Elizabeth David, read every blessed book, particularly French provincial cooking, backwards, loads and loads of times, you know. Learned how to do coq au vin, learned how to do, I don't know, saucisson d'Arles, God knows what else I learned how to do. I've forgotten so much, but I really did immerse myself in French provincial cooking from that woman, Elizabeth David, who nobody's heard of anymore. And that's actually where I got the recipe from the book Salt, Spices and Aromatics in English Kitchen or something like that. A wonderful, wonderful dish, which if I was cooking my favourite dishes of all time, would include salt duck. Take a duck, cook it in salt for several days, three. Morning and night, rub the salt in, loads and loads of it. Flush it under cold tap. Shove it in the oven. Gas mark 2. Cover it in water. Leave it in for 2 hours. Take it out. Dry it off. Put it in the fridge. Slice it and eat it. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I came out of French provincial cookery. Now, you probably think the rest of this booth is going to be about food. It isn't. Hardly anything in it is going to be about food. There's somebody coming. Stop.